Okay, we're going to also open up the jinxed hotline. First of all, a jinx, a person or a thing that is believed to bring bad luck, and then to be jinxed, a condition or period of bad luck that appears to have been caused by a specific person or thing. That's what I want to hear from you about, plus our general open lines tonight. But the jinx line is 818-817-0021. Okay, welcome back to Coast, and don't forget the Jinx line at 818-817-0021. Let's go to our wild card line. First of all, you're up on the air. Get us started. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Yeah, it sure is.
Hi, this is Dee.
Hey, Dee, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Waterford, California.
All right, what's on your mind, Dee?
I called to tell you about shadow people.
Shadow people, eh?
I've got some new information that we just got yesterday.
What do you mean, new information?
A girlfriend of mine is writing a book. She's actually channeling it from a light being named Alex. And the information he gave yesterday was about shadow people, and he calls them negative energy eaters.
Tell me more.
They hang around people where in houses where there's negative energy. He said that they particularly go where there's deception going on the house.
So they kind of feed on this.
Yes, exactly. But the problem with having them around, they don't take the energy away. They actually make the people sick. They cause illness. They can cause depression. They can cause even worse things. I don't want to say the worst that can happen.
Well, we can imagine.
It's not good. But there's something good about this, though, this information.
Well, what's that? I haven't heard that yet.
Because you can stop it from happening by raising your consciousness.
Tell us a little bit about that.
And you can use prayer. And it depends on what religion the people are.
But you really have to believe, though, don't you?
Well, you have to believe something that if you're seeing these beings, you know they're there. And he said the way to get rid of them is to stop feeding them, because you are actually feeding them and making them larger and healthier.
So that's why they come around. This is an interesting theory.
Yes, but it's not a theory. This is the way
this
it is.
This is fact. And but where are they coming from, though?
He said that the Earth itself created these beings even before humans existed on the Earth, and the Earth created them to protect itself. I don't know exactly why the Earth needed to be protected before humans came. We know why it needs it now, though.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, hey, thanks. Appreciate it. That's a first. Let's go to our Jinx line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
George.
Yes.
Hey, this is Subgenius Steve in Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Oh, hello, Steve. Oh, yes, I remember the voice now.
Hey, I was in Yeah, I believed I was jinxed. I think I took the proper steps to get rid of it. But I was in New Orleans, probably 2003, probably.
Uh-huh.
And I went into the Black Magic shop they have there in New Orleans, in downtown New Orleans.
Really? And I've never gone into that place.
Yeah.
Is it still there after Katrina?
I haven't been back since then.
All right.
But foolishly, I go in there and I steal a thunderbolt off of a voodoo priestess altar that they have there.
You stole it?
Yeah.
How big was the bolt?
Well, it fit in my pocket. It was in the palm of my hand.
Okay, so you just kind of put it in your pocket and out you went, huh?
Yes.
Not knowing the ramifications.
Well, I believe that they knew exactly what had happened, when it happened. I believe they followed me around, took a little piece of my hair.
Oh, my.
You know, like voodoo stuff.
So they let you take it.
Yeah, see? That's just it. Yeah.
All right, so out you go. Tell me about the jinx.
Oh, man, everything fell apart, man. I lost my job, my wife.
Oh, my.
Like, out of school.
Like, all at the same time, almost?
Oh, like, all, like, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, God. Did you ever take the bolt back? The lightning bolt?
No.
You still have it?
No, I got rid of it.
Who'd you give it to?
No one.
You just tossed it?
Yeah.
And
I
has,
put it back in the earth.
Okay, have things changed since?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They got really better again?
Yeah, yeah. As a result, too. So I think jinx, it's not necessarily a bad thing, George. So.
Well, as long as you can grow from that. You were lucky. You realized what you did wrong, and you got rid of it. You cured it. You fixed it, and things got better for you. That's a great story. Next up, first-time caller line, where are you calling from?
Joliet, Illinois.
Oh, welcome to the show. You're not calling from the prison, are you?
No, no.
All right. Well, we do have a lot of prisoners who listen, and every once in a while, if they can get to a phone, they might be able to get through.
Yeah. No, I'm not in prison. George, I love the show, and I'll make it quick because the phone's about to die, but have you had any updates on John Tudor?
I did just have one a couple weeks ago. I had Oliver Williams, who heads up the John Tudor website, was on. In terms of where is he, nobody knows, but there are a few films coming out about him. And the attorney, I found the attorney who represents the family, and he's just as baffled as we are about who John Tudor is and just what's going on. But I've heard rumors that there could be more information coming down the pike about John Tudor. It's not that he's coming back, but maybe he didn't leave when we thought he did. So, there could be more information coming. But more on that later on. Let's go to our East of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yeah, George, this is Ed from Peoria,
Ed,
Illinois.
How are you? I remember
good.
The voice.
Yeah, I called about talking to spirits.
Yes.
I've got one that wants to talk to you.
Oh, finally, you have one.
Yes.
All right.
He's been bugging me for about the past 2-3 weeks now.
Well, you finally convinced him to hang around at the right time.
Yes.
So we're going to do a little Q&A with the spirit?
If you want to.
He's there right now, right?
Yes.
First of all, you got to tell me about the spirit.
All I know is that his name is Jeff.
How old is he, basically?
I don't know. He's not telling me. He's just telling me he wants to go on radio and explain everything.
All right. Do we know when he died?
All I know is that he passed away in 2000.
All right. So this guy's pretty current.
Yes.
All right. How do we start this thing?
Yeah. If you...
Me with a question?
If you want to ask a question, that's fine. But first I got to get him... Do you want him to enter my body or...
Yeah, yeah, if that's okay. I mean, we're going to get you back. I don't want to jeopardize you.
Yeah, I'll definitely get back.
And just so everybody knows what's going on here, Ed, to very briefly tell us, you have this ability to talk with dead people.
Yeah, since I was about 6, I've been able to talk to spirits.
Okay.
My first encounter was when I was about 6 or 7, and it was at my old house that I moved out of. And stuff, and I found this little girl on my bed, and ever since then, I've been able to communicate with different spirits. And I just found out about a week ago that my mom had a disability.
All right, and when you say you found this little girl in your bed, just so everybody knows, she was sitting on your bed.
Yeah, she was sitting on my bed.
Okay, good.
And stuff, and she looked like she was human form, but actually she had passed away.
All right, now we're going to talk to who again?
His name's Jeff.
Jeff. All right, and you want Jeff is going to enter your body at will here, right?
Yes.
All right, and good luck when we try to... Can I get you back while
okay.
we're still on the air?
Yes.
All right, what do I do? Just say, come back, Ed, or what?
You just tell him to go to the light.
Go to the light. I got to write that down. I don't want to get that wrong. If I do, you're in bad shape here. Okay, Ed.
Well, I don't even know if he's an evil one or
well, we'll find
a good
out.
One. Or...
All right, let's bring him in.
Okay. It'll take about a minute or so.
All right. And just, Jeff, when you're in there, just tell me you're there so I'll know when to start talking to you. It takes about a minute, so I guess I got to talk for about a minute here until Jeff the Spirit enters Ed's body. We have no idea what Ed's body is like. Jeff may jump out of it faster than you think. You never know. Jeff, are you there yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Jeff. What do I say? How are you?
Good.
You are. Now tell me, you passed away around, what, 2000?
Yes, I passed away in 2000 of old age.
How old were you, Jeff?
Well, I was born 1918.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I was 87 when I passed away.
No, you were about 82.
82.
Don't want to argue with you too much about that, Jeff, but you were 82. What did you die of?
Just old age.
Just old age. Just the old body just stopped.
Yeah.
Well, so why haven't you moved on?
Because I'm actually afraid.
You're afraid? You're afraid to go into the light?
Yeah.
I hope it's the light. Or is it something else, Jeff?
Well, right now, all I see is darkness. I can see people. Us spirits can see everybody around. They just don't know that we're here.
Are they screaming, Jeff?
There are some of them that are.
Oh, Jeff.
I can sense that some of them are screaming.
What kind of a life did you lead when you were living as a human?
I just pretty much stayed to myself.
Were you a nice guy?
Yes.
So you didn't really do anything bad?
No, I was married. I had 5 children and stuff.
They may be listening tonight. Is there anything you want to say to the kids?
That I just miss them.
All right. Well, seeing that you've lived that kind of a life, Jeff, I don't think you have to worry about the dark side. But somehow we got to figure out how to get you into the light. I mean, do you like hanging around, or would you prefer to move on?
I like hanging around.
You do? Well, what do you do?
Well, pretty much I like bugging this kid here.
This Ed guy?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't eat, right?
No.
You don't do anything. I mean, does time go by fast? I mean, is there time for you?
There's no time at all.
Can you see the future or anything?
No.
Nothing?
No.
So, I mean, do you, like, when you look in a mirror, do you see yourself?
No, I just, whenever I look into a mirror and stuff, I just see what's behind me. I don't see nothing at all.
Do you see other dead people hanging around?
Yeah.
Why don't they move on?
Some of them are afraid. Some of them's not finished with what they have to do.
What about helpers or angels? Are they around?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Why don't they just come and say, come on, Jeff, we're going. Let's go.
Because they're not allowed to.
Do they have wings?
Yes, they've got wings, but they're not allowed to let anybody know that they're around unless there's an automobile accident. The only way you can see them is if they actually let you see them. Some of them don't want you to see them.
But they show up during auto accidents?
Yes.
What do they do?
Pretty much save lives. That's their mission.
You mean before the EMT guys get there?
Yes.
Well, what was it like leaving this planet?
First, I saw a light, and I didn't want to go to it.
When you were dying of old age, was it scary for you?
No, I figured my time was up.
And when you passed on, were your loved ones with you, or were you alone? What happened?
I was alone.
You died where, like in an apartment or something?
Yeah, I died in an apartment where, pretty much I shut myself off to everybody when I found out I was going to die.
When did they find you? How did they find you? The body?
Honestly, I don't know, because when I found out that I had passed away and stuff, I left the room. I just left the house that I was in.
How did you end up finding Ed here?
A lot of spirits know him.
They like him. They're comfortable with him.
Yes.
Is this the first time you've been able to enter his body this way?
Yes, because he closes himself off to pretty much everything.
How often are you going to do that?
As much as I can.
Or as much as he lets you, huh?
Yes.
So, Jeff, I don't know. I guess you should move on, but that's your choice. Do you have choice, I guess?
Yes, I got a choice, but I'd rather stay here.
So you're going to just hang?
You
ever listen to the show? You don't have radios there, do you?
No, but this Ed kid that I'm with right now and stuff, he loves listening to your show, and sometimes he doesn't know I'm here, and I listen to your show with him.
What do you think? What do they all think about the show on the other side?
They like it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Tell them to call in one day.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Let's see if we can get Ed back.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get Ed back. I hope this works. If not, Ed, I'm sorry. Kind of apologize for this whole thing. Ed, you back?
Yeah.
You all right?
Oh, yeah.
I had a pretty interesting conversation with him Ed, I almost called you Jeff. Seems like a nice guy. He died of old age.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't want to leave. He enjoys hanging around you.
Sometimes I get afraid of some of these spirits, though. Because you can see, like, if somebody commits suicide and stuff, you can see how they passed away.
Well, yeah, Jeff did tell me that you have a lot of spirits here that like to hang around you.
Yeah, I've noticed that lately.
Well, stay safe. You don't have anything to worry about with this, Jeff.
Well, there for a while, they just stopped altogether.
He's got 5 kids, by the way. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
So. All I knew that he was Jeff, and he was telling me he wants to go on the radio and explain what the other side is.
Well, he did that, and he said that they also love listening to the program through you.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, all right.
Because I listen to the show every night.
Well, you have to, because you got to have a group of people there that are listening with you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being on the program. Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George. How you doing? Edmund from San Diego.
Edmund, great.
How are you, brother?
Good, my friend.
Good. I was going to call the Jinx line.
That's all right.
But, you know, I was going to reach for the phone, and I stubbed my toe. I broke a mirror. I walked under a ladder. I stepped on a black cat. So I called the wild card line.
All at one time, huh?
Yeah, that's what I get for calling the Jinx line, you know?
You got it.
But that was a crazy call, that last call, Ed.
There's something about that guy. I believe him. There's something real about him.
I wonder if he splits the bills to his apartment with that guy, Jeff.
Or the others.
Or the others, yeah. Guy goes to the Cheesecake Factory. Let me get a table for 8 just in case.
Yeah.
But, George, the reason I call is I wrote, I'm not a poet or a poet laureate, but I often write from time to time.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote a poem basically about you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I know we missed Valentine's Day, which is a godsend. I'm glad Valentine's Day wasn't today.
How long is this poem?
Very short, very brief.
Do I really want to hear it?
Yeah, it has something to do about, you know, you and me going to Mount Airy Lodge or anything like that.
Can you do it in like 30 seconds?
Yeah, here we go. Ready? It's called, I spent all night thinking about a name. I called the poem George Norrie.
All right, here it goes.
Pretty creative. East and west of the Rockies can tell their story. There to listen, the great George Norrie. He'll take your call on a winter's night. Everyone should buy Worker in the Light. Never hesitate. George wants you to call. The young, the old, the Bigfoot, the small. Maybe you saw a ghost in your room or up too late playing doom. Whether you're out on the street or dressed to the nines, the world is your oyster when it's open lines. Thank you, George, for being you. God bless Coast to Coast and all you do.
And we'll be back with the rest of the open line calls throughout the night, including the Jinxed Hotline. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Well, it's time to say hello to all of you listening on your favorite radio stations in North America. That includes Canada and the United States and a little bit of Puerto Rico. Hello to all of you. StreamLink members, hi to all of you as well, the Coast Riders that you are, those of you listening to XM Satellite, and then the various chat rooms all around the country, our friends at the NighthawkZone.com. Hi, guys. How's everybody doing? And gals, of course. Into Infinity, Frog Forum, the Imaginative Worlds folks, National Radio Club, the various Yahoo chat rooms, Sorcery, IRC, and the National Radio Club. All of you, welcome to the show. As a matter of fact, I think Dr. Morgus is going to be joining one of the chat rooms very soon. And you know how most of you have avatars of different people and things like that? He's going to use his own face. I'll be back in a moment. And the Jinx line phone number, 818-817-0021. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the Jinx line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi there. My name's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chatsworth, California.
Sure thing.
And I have a cursed PT Cruiser, and there's no doubt about it.
A cursed PT Cruiser? How? Why?
Well, I've owned it since 2002. And since the last 2 years, I've had the neighbor back in and smash the passenger door. Somebody else ran in and took out the whole left side of the car, which was fixed. Somebody ran into the back and smashed the whole back in. Just the other day, the car slid in the rain in Beverly Hills and Sunset the last time it rained, and I hit someone in the back and smashed my front. Both front tires blew out at separate times at high speed on the freeway, one time stranding me in near Indigo in the middle of the night, you know, by Palm Springs out there.
Oh, yeah. That's it's,
leaving
it's
me
not
stranded.
Not a light out there.
Oh, my God. And then just about, I'd say maybe a few days ago, the windshield just fell in for no reason while my wife and I were driving into the market. I'm not kidding.
Kelly, then, time to get rid of this car.
It gets worse. I was unloading books from my car, and what happened is I was unloading the books out, and the wind blew the door kind of shut. And as I turned around to get another load of books, I hit my eye on the corner of the door, and it cut my eye open and broke the top of my orbit and the top of my nose, and I have big gashes.
Oh, you're lucky that you didn't knock out your eyeball.
And isn't that the nastiest thing? In this car, so now my wife, who doesn't believe in the supernatural, she's very literal and very empirical, said, we're going to get rid of this car.
You didn't name it Christine by any chance, did you?
Oh, my. I think, well, I do. I sell all ancient stuff for a living, and I had some animal mummies in the back from Egypt, and I'm wondering if they cursed the car. And I'm not kidding you.
That's
this is the funniest
fascinating. Thing.
So everybody makes fun of me about this car. I'm like a big joke.
Have you ever had a car where you had this kind of, these many problems?
No, I drove a Saab for, 15 years. I drove a car from the 20s for a long time, and no problems in this car. Suddenly, the only brand new car I've ever owned, and all these problems. So I've burnt sage and done rituals. I have, people have tried everything now. So we're holding our breath now that after we fix the front end, that there's not going to be any more problems.
Are you going to keep it, though, huh?
Well, it just financially it doesn't make sense to get, we're thinking about it literally, but I don't know. I might fix up my 1927 Ford and start driving that around again.
But I got to tell you, Kelly, you can't afford to keep having these disasters happen.
After the eye, it hit me in the eye is when it really, really opened my eyes. I mean, literally.
Yeah, really. You're lucky you opened your eyes.
Oh, well, you have a great show. You're the kindest man, and it's really a joy to listen to you, and I appreciate all you do.
Appreciate you being part of the program. Next up, let's go east of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. It's Carolyn from Houston.
Hi, Carolyn.
Long-time listener, about 9 years.
Coming by to see me on March 2nd.
Oh, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the Verizon Wireless Theater.
Oh, cool.
Theater.
That's right. Yeah, about 2 miles from my house. That's about a mile.
Come on by.
Cool. Thank you and your staff for all the great work that you do. God bless you all. Listen, I had a really strange experience. It's not strange because, I think supernatural is pretty natural, I guess. But about a little after 8 tonight, Central Time, I started to feel like I was dying. It was really strange. I felt really weak and stuff. And I'm 48. I'm very healthy, basically. I have a few screws loose, but who doesn't?
Who doesn't,
and, anyway, I guess about 11:51, my brother called me. My godmother had passed away at 8:06.
You felt it.
I guess so. It's really strange. And then when the program came on tonight, your Somewhere Over the Rainbow came on. And right before that, I was thinking, my mother, when she was in a coma at one point, about 15 years before she ultimately died later from something else, talked about that she was over the rainbow. And I thought, my godmother, her now, rejoicing, being together and stuff, and they're both over the rainbow, and then that song came on. So, synchronicity.
Sure is. Have you noticed that sometimes you'll listen to a particular song, and it will give you energy?
Yes. I just was like on the verge of tears all day today. I guess I knew this was coming. She's been dying, but, I didn't know when. But, yes, I do feel energized from that song. It's like confirmation or something.
Yeah, me too.
So thank you so much for all you
thanks. Come by and see me in a couple of weeks, all right?
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to be again at the Verizon Wireless Theater. We say we. It's just me, I guess. I'm going to do my thing, and they've got a staff of people that are going to be doing theirs. I guess Sean Hannity's been invited to be there, too, so he's going to be there after me. I'm his warm-up act? How can that be? Let's go next to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, Mr. Norrie. My name is Rick. I'm from Olive Branch, Mississippi, just outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, Rick, you sound like you're driving around somewhere.
Well, I am, yes, sir, and I hope that doesn't bother my phone call.
Not at all.
This is the end of a 8-year try to get through to you, through to the show.
Sure.
And I was actually turned on to the show by a pastor of mine because of the story that I'm about to tell you. I told him and asked him, well, who do I turn to? And he said, well, try Art Bell. And I've been trying ever since then to get in, and I've listened since then to see if anybody else had experienced anything like this. I lived in another rural community that was just outside of Memphis in North Mississippi. We lived in a 40-year-old house on 14 acres. Our neighbors, an 80-year-old widow woman across the street or across the highway, and a quarter of a mile on either side, two retired couples. But in the house, it did not have central air, had window units, and the ambient noise at night, you know, helped us sleep. And
right.
Losing that ambient noise is what caused me to awake this particular night. And what I awoke to was a beam of light that was about 4 inches in diameter from floor, I mean, from ceiling to floor, that was moving across the room. I woke my wife up because I thought I was dreaming, having one of those wake up, you know, still dreaming things.
Yeah.
But I woke her up. The thing was very, very sharp in contrast. It was almost an aqua marine in color as it moved.
She saw this too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We were both, I mean, we were just kind of terrified as this thing moved through the house and would go, it would move up on electrical items in the house, stereo, clock radio, and when it would move up on these things, it would turn more to like a light orange or a peach color. And when I say this thing was a light, even though it was a beam or looked like a light, it did not produce any kind of light that produced a shadow against a wall or anything like that.
Did it look like it was self-contained by itself, or that it might have been, you know, part of a craft that was hovering outside of your house?
To be honest with you, Mr. Norrie, I don't know. It looked solid. I mean, as it moved around, the thing about it was that each item that it would go over, and of course, some of the items we did not realize until a few days later, was put out of commission.
Huh.
Yes. I mean, and like I said, touched the air conditioning unit, caused it to go off, and that, like I said, that's what awoke us. But each time it would pass over something, you know, and sit over something electrical for a couple of seconds, it would change that color. And we eased up out of bed and followed it as it tracked through the house. And as it started to head into our daughter's bedroom, when she was 2 at the time, she was still in a crib. As it started to move towards her crib, my wife, braver than I guess, she yelled no and made a dart for my daughter's crib. And when she yelled, this thing turned an extremely bright yellow chartreuse type of a color and just dissipated.
Oh, my God. I mean, I wonder if it was trying to beam, you know, the daughter up or something.
Well, we don't know.
Oh.
I mean, like, a couple of days later, I mean, that night, my wife scooped up my daughter. We all sat on the couch and just literally, I mean, we stayed awake till daylight. We got to noticing after a couple of days, I got to looking, and this thing left like a swirl on the ceiling wherever it went. It was a real light, distinct swirl. I mean, this older house didn't have the type of grout work on the ceiling, the real rough grout work. This was more of a smooth.
Yeah.
And it left swirls. But what we come to find out, we had like 16 different items in the house that were put out of commission. And as we had these items repaired, we found that the problem with each one of these items was the computer chip was bad in them. They all had some kind of brain or something in them that had a computer chip that was put out of commission.
Like burned right out. Would you bring them all into some appliance repair shop or something?
If we could do that. I mean, one of the items was our refrigerator, and we had one repair service through the refrigerator and the air conditioner and one of the stereo. So. Each item, it was all the same thing. It was a bad computer chip. But the odd thing about it, I noticed that my neighbor had a repair truck at her house. This was like a week later.
And I was out of curiosity. I walked over and asked her, you know, how she was doing, what was going on. She told me that she had some appliances that were out. Looked on her ceiling. She had the same swirl marks on her ceiling.
That's
I did not bring it up to her. I didn't, because like I said, I mean, we didn't know who to turn to. We didn't know if we were crazy or what. But ever since then, I've listened to the show to hear if anybody else had had any kind of an experience like this. I've heard, you know, different stories about beams of light and tractor beams and stuff like this, but nothing,
nothing like this. Give me your best guess on what you think this might have been. Any idea?
I don't know if it might have been something that was over the house, that was, looking through the house, if you will, with some kind of a monitoring device. But what was so curious to us is why it put the things out of commission that it did.
I'm wondering if it took something from these appliances, electronics.
That was what we wondered as well. But the clarity of this thing was so, I mean, it was so intense and so sharp. I mean, you could actually, as it went along, you could see dust particles floating in the air through it. But what, like I said, the odd thing about it, even though it was extremely brilliant, extremely sharp in detail, it did not put off a light that produced any kind of a shadow around it. And that was what was so odd about it. But it was a mystery to us. It scared us to death. We sold the house shortly thereafter because, I mean, it just terrified my wife. I mean, she couldn't sleep after that. And, of course, my daughter was too young to know what happened.
And this was a one-time episode? That was it?
That was it, yes, sir. I mean, it was a one-time episode. And ever since then, I mean, it has scared us into, you know, watching the night sky, you know, listening for bumping and I mean, it's when you wake up to something like that and you're not used to it, I mean, it shifts the gear and makes you look at things with a whole different, and this is going to be a pun, in a whole different light. You know what
really? How old is the daughter when this happened?
She was two. It was the spring of her being 2 years old, and she just turned 10 this past December, so we're coming up on the 8th anniversary of this happening.
Let me ask you something. Is she particularly gifted? I mean, just extremely intelligent or perceptive or anything like that?
It is so ironic you ask that. In fact, she is in a gifted program in school, what they call a spotlight program. She is a honor roll student. She is, in fact, she actually gets into trouble because the work, she completes her work so quickly and then she's bored. And that gets her into trouble because she's chatty like her mother.
Oh, my. Let me tell you something. I have my suspicions, but, I mean, it's very possible that your family has had a visitation.
Well, she has not shown any signs of anything as far as I know. I hear the things about abductions and stuff like that. Neither me or my wife have any kind of consciousness of, you know, being elsewhere or any kind of crafts or anything like that. Nothing like that has come up in our family. But like I said, it was just, I don't know how to explain it. Like I said, I've been 8 years trying to call in to present it to y'all to see, you know, if there anything like that had ever happened to anybody else.
I think you have a prime case of an indigo child. That after you and your wife conceived, you know what? They may have pushed things along a little bit.
Well, ever since then, we've lived in two different places since we moved out of that house. And my wife and I both, we will check the ceiling and looking for any swirl marks.
You there? We lost you right at the end. Your phone went on us. Well, I was going to ask you if you email me, it's george@coasttocoastam.com. Did you have any swirl marks on the floor besides the ceiling? But I think you've got a gifted child. I think they did something. I really do. Let's go to our wild card line. You're up on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Linda from Windsor, Ontario.
Yeah, Linda.
You know how your show, you always see 11-11?
Constantly.
Okay.
More now than ever.
All right. Now, I was looking at it today, and for some reason, I looked and I went, 11-11. They're always talking about 11-11. I looked at the clock, and I thought, if you reversed it, it would be 9-1. And as soon as I looked at it, the second hand was on the 1.
Mm-hmm.
The 9-1-1.
Yep.
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did know that.
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody, I wondered if anybody had thought of it. Okay.
Yep.
If there's any more reasons for 11-11?
I think it's a moment of enlightenment for some reason. I mean, we've got some kind of gift, and probably one day we'll find out exactly why we keep seeing this. But you're not alone anymore, and I'm not alone. This is happening to millions of people.
That's great. Then there's something in that.
Something's going to happen.
You got it.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, Linda. Appreciate Bye-bye. You being on the program. I can't believe this hour has already zoomed past us, but we're going to do this again. We've got another hour to go. By the way, remember last year, every once in a while, I would play at the end of the program on a Friday that hilarious episode where that guy was late for his meeting and he called his boss and left a message that he was witnessing an accident with some old women beating up some guy. Remember that? It's got to be one of the funniest things. Well, I pledged that after I played it, I would not play it again for 1 year. And that was in April of 2006. I stopped playing it. So we've got a couple more months to go. But I've reminded my staff to get ready to dust it off, because I'm going to pull that out in a couple months. I'll be back in, much to their chagrin. I'll be back in a moment. Open lines continue right here on Coast to Coast AM. Don't forget the Jinx line at 818-817-0021. I'll be back.